Italy hosted and won the tournament in 1934, then repeated as champions in 1938. However, as teams bid for the 1942 edition, including Germany, World War II broke out. The tournament was abandoned, as well as the 1946 World Cup. During the war, Italy's secretary, Otto Barassi, stashed the trophy in a shoebox under his bed to hide it from the Benito Mussolini-led government. As the rest of the world emerged from the turmoil of the war, so did the World Cup, out from under Barassi's bed and over to Brazil. The Samba Kings hosted the first tournament which England attended. In it, two expected outcomes never came to fruition. Firstly, England did not breeze through to victory with ease. Spain and earlier the United States beat the British. Following the USA's undeserved 1-0 win, the jubilant Brazilians in attendance carried goal scorer Joe Gittens off the pitch, raised over their shoulders, mostly because Brazil figured England's loss opened the door for a first ever Brazilian World Cup win. However, as the second surprise of the tournament, Uruguay upset Brazil in the final to earn a second title. The first of Brazil's record 5 World Cups would have to wait 8 long years, when a 17-year-old prodigy who went by the name of Pelé led Brazil to a long-awaited trophy in Sweden. In only the second televised World Cup, viewers in their living rooms saw Pelé do things with the ball unthinkable before that, including lifting the ball over the head of a defender and half-volleying home in the final, a 5-2 win over the host nation. After the final whistle, Pelé passed out on the pitch. Breathlessly, earnestly, the World Cup had arrived. Pelé went on to participate in 4 World Cups as a player, helping to establish Brazil as the dominant force on the world scene. The only player to come close to Pelé's longevity and impact was from Brazil's South American rival, Argentina. Diego Maradona had a habit of hauling teams to championships, as shown with club team Napoli. In 1986, he nearly single-handedly dragged Argentina to victory, scoring 5 goals and assisting 5 more along the way. In his 4th World Cup, 1994, Maradona was sent home after 2 games after failing a drug test. Maradona is back for the 2010 edition, the first on the African continent, now as coach of Argentina. The old trophy was stolen and, presumably, melted down. Stars retire, cycle back as coaches, then retire for good, and Uruguay is no longer a force. But the World Cup ticks on, gaining prestige and viewers every 4 years. This edition will dwarf previous versions. And to think it all began as an upstart little event 80 years ago.